بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، respected elders, brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with an opportunity whereby we can learn and teach as far as the deen of Allah is concerned. And to sit here with the intention that we will be learning something today, Allah Ta'ala will open the heart, and by means of that we will benefit from it, we will remember it, and it will be a benefit for us. And if we set empty heart, empty mind, no intention, that is when we find that many things are said but we do not remember them. Many things are said but we do not remember it. The focus is not there, the attention is not there, and we tend to forget it a very short while after that. So let us see that how we can, inshallah, Allah's focus, remember what he said in every talk, not only this talk, but in every other talk. And by means of which, inshallah, Allah's, we will be able to enrich ourselves with the knowledge of what has happened in deen, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And obviously the most important is to put it into practice. On the third night of Taraweeh, for those who are sitting at the back, I'm not going to talk loud. So if you want to be part of it, come forward. There are a few old people sitting around the world, inshallah, they can partake in it. Time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to sit so close to the Nabi of Allah that it is mentioned if you put a sheet over them, it would look like you're putting the sheet on the ground. There was no spaces left in between. Inshallah, Allah, we must put it into practice. Must I wait for you guys to move, or what must I do? What more must I do? Come forward, not fully. Sometimes you give tarhib and encouragement, and sometimes it don't work, then you must. That night we discussed about Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua, right? The dua of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then I stopped at a specific point after the dua of Zakariya, and somebody came to Munatir and they asked, did Zakariya alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam have a son after that? Did they have a child? Then we obviously came to the conclusion that there are a certain amount of people who have no knowledge of that specific aspect of the history of Islam, of mankind, of Abi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we decided that we have to discuss about it little bit, as much as we can. We obviously not going to go into that amount of detail because I'm also fasting, and people are also fasting, you're going to fall asleep after a while and my voice is going to go away. So we can't exactly do that to such a great deal of detail. What I'm going to do, briefly explain what happened in the life of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam and in the life of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. In the third juz, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَكَفَّلَهَا Zakariya. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam looked after Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. How it came about, all of that we're going to explain it, right? Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah who was sent for a specific time in the Bani Israel. At the time when he was the Nabi of Allah, at that time there was no other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The situation of the Bani Israel was such that at every given moment in time, Allah Ta'ala used to make sure that there is a Nabi from amongst them. That is the type of people that they were. That is the type of people that they were. Allah Ta'ala gave them more and more and more. There was no nation on the earth that was favored like the Bani Israel. What we term as the Jews in today's time. There's no nation on the face of the earth that was more favored than them, not even us. We had only one Nabi of Allah. That's it. But the Jews, the Bani Israel, I'm just saying Jews because of, so that we know who we're talking about, right? But the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala sent 70,000 Anbiya alayhi salam to them. 70,000 Anbiya alayhi salam were sent to them. And in one of the riwayat that I have read here, 70 Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam was slaughtered in Masjid al-Aqsa by the Bani Israel. That's the type of people they were. 70 of the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam's blood was flowed in Masjid al-Aqsa at the hands of the Bani Israel. And yet, Allah Rabbul Izzah sent another one and another one and another one. That is why in today's time they are not prepared to, not only in today's time but from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole difference came about when the Nabi of Allah was not sent from amongst the Bani Israel. He was sent from amongst the Arabs. This was too much for them to bear. Why is the Nabi not from us? Every other Nabi was from us. That is where one of the differences had come between Islam and the Bani Israel. There is some of them that have accepted Islam. There is some of the Bani Israel who is Muslim until this day and age. But majority of them are not. Majority of them are not. They are still waiting for another Nabi to come from amongst them. Unfortunately for them, because a point comes in life where Allah Ta'ala gives rope and He gives rope and He gives rope, and a point comes where that rope comes to an end. From that point on, there is nothing other than the curse of Allah that descends on that group of people. So if you look back into their history, yes, in today's time they have money and they have this and they have that. But if you look closely at their lives, they will never have peace on the face of the earth. There will always be that group of people who will have it in mind that they need to be destroyed. Why? Because of the doings of their forefathers. It will stay like that, and is going to carry on like that until before Qiyamah. When the coming of Imam Mahdi will take place, that is the time when their total destruction is going to happen on the face of the earth. It is a foregone, it is something that is going to happen. They believe it, they understand it, they know it, and they are doing stuff in that line and that regard. To the extent where it is mentioned that before Qiyamah, a rock or a tree will speak. And it will say, "Oh Muslim, behind me there is a Jew that is hidden. Faqtul hukim." To that extent, accepting was one type of tree that will not speak. And on the basis of that tree that they will not speak, what we've heard from the reports is, there is many of, in that part of the land of Palestine, on the one side, they are planting as many of those trees as they can possibly do. Allah knows best. But they believe it as much as everybody else does. So coming back to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a Nabi of Allah. And he had reached an old age already. And through all the time he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, "Oh Allah, I would like to have a child." And it went on for time and time, and then he had become old. Where he says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. When he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion on his own, quietly, when nobody else heard the dua besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. قَالَ قَتَادَ عِنْدَ تَفْسِيرِهَا. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi writes in his tafsir of this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَعْلَمُ الْقَلْبَ النَّقِيِّ. Allah Ta'ala knows when there is something coming from a clean heart. وَيَسْمَعُ الصَّوْتَ الْخَفِيِّ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who listens to the softest of voices. وَقَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ, of the pious predecessors, some of them had said, قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَنَادَى رَبَّهُ مُنَادَاتٍ. He stood up in the night and he made a dua. Asarlaha amman kana hadiran indahu. It was so quiet that everybody else who was present with him never heard his dua. Faqal, in his dua he said, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, Ya Rabbi, O Allah. Now from amongst us, remember on that night when we, for those who were present on that night, I told you that when you reach that specific place in the Holy Quran, it is a very good place to make dua. Why? Because it is Allah Rabbul Izzat is mentioning. At that point in time, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua, and when he made that dua, Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua at that specific time. That was the time when Allah Ta'ala mentions about Maryam alayha salatu wasalam. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab. Every time Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam went to where Maryam alayha salam was making salat, wajada indaha rizqa. He used to find different types of sustenance there by her. It is mentioned that of the one thing that he found was every different season. If it was winter, he used to find summer fruit. If it was summer, he used to find winter fruit. All opposite things, that was not possible. In those days, there wasn't like how there is trade in today's time. If there is potatoes in Egypt and there isn't in South Africa, we import it. That time there wasn't a system like that. Right? So everything that was in an opposite season, because in those lands, in the lands of Baytul Muqaddas and the surrounding of it, it has the best fruit on the face of the earth. Baytul Muqaddas and its surrounding, the area of Palestine and its whatever is around there, it has the best fruit on the face of the earth. There is nothing better than that. If you will eat the fruit from there, you can try it. You have it here by us nowadays, whereby you find in some of the shops where they have imported fruits under different seasons. You should go ahead and try it. The fruit that you find there is better than what you find by us. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned that the Masjidul Aqsa itself and the surrounding area of it, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it as Mubarakan, as blessed. As blessed. That part of the earth is regarded as blessed land. So whatever grows from there is superior to anywhere else. So at that time, until now, until forever, they will not have a need to import stuff from other parts of the world, because almost everything grows there. Almost everything grows there. But like how we have seasons and different types of things growing on different times of the year, likewise they had. So every time he went there, he found that there was an off-season fruit present. So he asked her, "Anna laki hada? Where you got this from?" قالت, she replied to him, "Huwa min indillah." This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives me whatever I want. Allah ta'ala gives me more than what I want. Then Allah ta'ala mentions, هُنَأَلِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّهُ. At that point in time, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Now, coming back to the point where I was, it is mentioned that if a person sincerely wants to make a dua, and in your dua you really want an answer from Allah Rabbul Izzat, then make dua in this fashion, where you call unto Allah Ta'ala at least 3 times. Like how he done, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Or you can say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whichever way. فقال الله, at that point in time Allah Ta'ala replied to him, لبيك لبيك لبيك, I am listening to you in prison. And then he makes the dua, ربي إني وهن العظم مني, والله my bones have become weak, واشتعل الرأس شيبا, my head has become grey, ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا, والله I have not given up hope in your dua, I have not given up hope in your powers. I'm still making dua to you, Allah. This is my condition. I still want a child from you. Allah Ta'ala then revealed to him that we وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ. Whatever was happening in his wife, we fixed it up for him. She was an old woman at the time. Obviously, I'm sure we all know the different stages that a woman goes through in her life. And at a certain point in time, her menses stops. Right? The old woman's menses comes to an end. Allah Ta'ala, it is mentioned by the Mufassirin that after a short while, her menses started again. Everything started like a young woman again. And then Allah Ta'ala gave him the ability and she fell pregnant. at that time. Now coming back to how Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam ended up looking after Maryam alayhi salam. We explained that part of the story. I know there were certain people who were not there that night when we did explain it. That is why I'm just running through it quickly. The mother of Maryam alayhi salam, the wife of her father's name was Imran, and himself and his wife, now it is mentioned that for some time she was not able to have any children. And then one day she decided she make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was from a pious family. He was a pious man. Allah Rabbul Izzat then decided to give them a child. She said, "Oh Allah, whatever child you are going to give me, this child will be in the service of Baytul Muqaddas." Right? So, when she fell pregnant, then she said, "Oh Allah, as I have made a promise to you, this child is going to be for the service of Baytul Muqaddas." It is mentioned that at that time many people used to do this. That Baytul Muqaddas was built, it was up, it was standing. So many people used to take a child from their family and say, "This child will be in the service of Baytul Muqaddas." And the child would stay there, grow up there, love there, and solely and only do the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then it came the time when she delivered the baby, and they came to find that the baby is a girl, it is not a boy. So she says, "Oh Allah, I have made a promise that whatever is in my stomach will be for you, for the service of Baytul Muqaddas, and now it is a girl, what do I do?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse of the Holy Quran that وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى, that there isn't any man on the face of the earth who will do what a lady can do. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمُ, Allah Rabbul Izzat gave her name as Maryam alayhi salam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and I have freed her and her offspring from Shaitan the accursed. And the letter actually read something which is very thought-provoking. Whereby Allah Ta'ala had under this verse where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, it is narrated by Ibn Musayyib narrates an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, who narrates from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that verily Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ, there isn't any child that is born on the face of the earth, إِلَّا وَالشَّيْطَانُ يَمُسُّهُ, excepting what happens is when the child is born, shaitan touches the child. حِينَ يُولَدْ, at the point of time of birth. فَيَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا مِّن مَسِّ الشَّيْطَانِ, immediately the child starts screaming because of the touch of shaitan. إِلَّا مَرْيَمَ وَإِبْنَهَا, with the exclusion of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salam. Every other child on the face of the earth, We hear from doctors that no, the child must scream at the time when he's born. Isn't it? Everybody says the child must scream when the child is born. In the meantime, this is the thing. In another hadith, an Ajlan narrates, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, kullu mawludin min bani Adam, every child that is born from after Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, yamussuhu shaytanu bi isba'ihi, shaytan touches the child with his finger. To that degree of clarity, shaytan touches the child with his finger. Illa Maryama binta Imran wa ibnaha Isa, with the exception of Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Besides those two, every other child, shaitan came in, touched the child. So beloved brothers, before we knew ourselves, shaitan was involved already. I found something strange. I never knew that before. I didn't remember it before. Understood? So they make it like a very serious thing, the child must cry when he's born. In the meantime, shaitan that makes the child cry. Allah. What did happen when Maryam alayha salatu wasalam was born? After that, because the mother had made the intention that she will be for the service of Masjidul Aqsa, she then brings the baby to Masjidul Aqsa. There is two different narrations. One is when shortly after she was born, and the other narration is when she was 2 years old. Now they had to decide who is going to look after her. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned وَكَفَّلَهَا Zakariya. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who took care of her. He was the uncle. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was the uncle of Maryam alayhi salam. He was her uncle. Now what had happened when they came to Masjidul Aqsa? There was a number of people who were living with inside the masjid, who used to stay in the masjid constantly. Right? From amongst them, the argument took place that who is going to look after Maryam alayhi salam. So they decided they will, everybody used to have their own pen. Their own pen. It wasn't like in today's time you have a Parker pen with your name written on it. They have the pen that was cut from the tree and it used to be dipped in ink. I'm sure everybody knows of those systems. Right? I know if we talk to the younger generation that they don't know that existed. But we saw it also. Then you cut the top of the pen off to sharpen it and all that stuff. Right? So everybody had their own pens. So they decided that let us take all our pens, we put it together in one thing, and we have a youngster who is not yet reached the age of puberty, who is still free from sin. He would come and draw one of the pens, and whoever's pen is drawn, this is the person who will look after Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the youngster, they did it, they put it all together, the youngster came, he pulled out one pen, it was the pen of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Maryam alayhi salam, for the person who did ask the question, she was not the son of, the daughter of Hazrat Zakariya. Her father's name was Imran, and he was married to another lady, I don't know what is her name, I didn't check what is her name, and their child was Maryam alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was married to another lady who at an old age already had not had children. So we got the picture now. It's two different families. Two different families. So then what had happened? They then decided, you know what? This choosing of the pen is not sufficient for us. We need to do it a second time. So they then decided, let us go to the river. Let us go to the river. Let us all, it was a group of pious people. It wasn't a group of, you know, loafer kind of people. It was a group of pious people. So they decided that let us put our pens inside the river. Let us put our pens in the river.